some point, if we are to have a real relationship with Jesus, we must all respond. And a question, believe it or not, many of us put off answering. How we answer that question depends mainly on one thing. Who do you say you are? Which I personally answer vaguely, well, it depends. Every day we wake up as a someone new. I'm not the person I was when I was growing up. Became a physician, married, had children, widowed, seminarian, and now a priest in just my fifth year. Who I said Jesus was depended very much on who I thought I was at the time. It is often through dramatic touch points in our lives, a marriage, a birth, a death, that we view all other earthly relationships through new lenses as different people. Our first reading tells us that as we move through time, things change, and we change with them. We look at Jesus with new eyes every day. But what about the other side of the relationship? God is unchanging. That is why we proclaim in our psalm, "Blessed be the Lord, my rock." This element of timelessness that Ecclesiastes proclaims, God puts in each of our hearts, and is the restlessness that we all feel when we get close to God. And so the transient faces the eternal. The time-dependent faces the timeless. An unchanging God in relationship with a changing humanity. And in that relationship, God illuminates who we are. Think for a moment how your understanding of God and your relationship with Jesus has changed over the years. How you see Christ compared to 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20, 30 years ago. So when Jesus asked, "With what eyes do you see that I am?" We answer, "It depends." As we come closer to the light of Christ, we see more clearly the person we are and what we want to become. That gap, that deficiency from what we are and what we are to be, is laid bare. And this is revealed not as a punishment by God, but as hope. Who do you say that I am? Is a question we must answer every day we wake up and must be accountable to every night when we go to sleep. And the answer that we give depends on who we are and who we have become. By how Christian we have been that day, and how much we lived in the light of Christ. And that question is only answered by our action, not our words. Notice that Jesus invites us to this revelation. What a noble, kind, dignified way of offering his love to us by invitation. Come, see, come, follow me. Who do you say that I am? These last few weeks, especially in the Sunday readings, we have been bombarded with the requirements of discipleship and the need to choose who will be your source of life, the world or God. Those readings have told us who we are to be able to accept the unchanging Jesus. In today's gospel, which comes after all those challenges to follow Christ we heard in the last few Sundays, today starts the discipleship ball rolling by asking, "Who do you say that I am?" To move forward in our own discipleship, acknowledging Jesus as the anointed one of God demands a response, and that response is fashioned by who you say you are. You cannot say Jesus is God unless you're willing to give yourself to him with your whole soul. When your answer to the question comes from your heart, "Jesus, you are